Happy Friday, everybody. We're getting ready to talk about Memory Maker and getting the most out of your Memory Maker purchase. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that's our great friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. When you're getting ready to head to a Disney destination like Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line, work with one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less. I'm sure you've heard by now, but the summer 2018 itineraries have been released by Disney Cruise Line, and they're going some amazing places. How about the Norwegian fjords? What about a nice Mediterranean cruise? There's some great Alaskan cruises, 5, 7, and 9 nights. And of course, they're cruising around the Bahamas and the Caribbean as well. Hey, I'd like to personally help you plan that next Disney vacation because of great listeners like you. I was named one of the top 15 Disney travel agents for 2017 by the Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World, and I'd love to sit down with you and plan an amazing Disney adventure. Drop by themagicforless.com today, fill out that free, no obligation quote, and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast, and we're going to be planning a great Disney trip together. Check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com. Today's episode is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management and conducts many meetings over the phone or Skype for those who aren't local to his Fort Wayne or Indianapolis, Indiana offices. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprise advisors.com/drew.baker. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1140 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. We've made it to another weekend, so congratulations to you. And let's kick it off a little early, as we do each and every Friday, by talking Disney. And today, we're going to, you know, have a show here that might help you maximize the value of the Memory Maker if you purchase that for your next Disney vacation, or even if you're just getting it along with your annual pass. Let's get the most of that perk that is a really, you know, nice thing to have with that annual pass. So joining me to talk about Memory Makers and saving all those great memories from your next Walt Disney World vacation, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. Ricky, we made it to another weekend. Woohoo!
Making memories, taking pictures is... Okay, I'm done.
There's a lot of versions of that song, and that was the worst version I've ever heard.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Oh, sorry. I like that song. Actually, that's a good song. I do enjoy
it. It is a good song. I really like that song. I'm sorry if I butchered it, y'all.
You were like, the tempo wasn't exactly right. Making memories, taking pictures. I'm probably not doing it right either.
Yeah, you're not doing it right either. Don't even.
It's probably playing in the background right now. Do you hear it? I'm listening. It's probably playing. I'm just saying. Maybe. It's
probably.
In the post. Maybe. All right. Anyway, we also have Pam Forrester. She's the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Welcome to the weekend, Pam. You said you needed one on Wednesday, and bam, here it is.
I know. And next weekend, I'll be in Walt Disney World, just saying. So.
Oh, look at you.
And Universal, too, both.
Oh. So.
I know, right? I know. So I'm like a professional lounge lizard, resort hopper, and even theme park universe hopper. So
there you go. I like it.
One to the other. But yes, quick trip down so that my Pittsburgh behind can see the sun and remember what that's like and think about like that kind of stuff. So anyways, yes.
What is that big bright yellow thing in the sky? I don't know.
You don't need an umbrella? So
no? Okay.
I don't know. So anyways, but looking forward to it.
Tell me you're at least going to go to one spring training game while you're down there, because that would just hurt my heart if you don't. You're down there in March.
I'm absolutely not going to.
No, man.
I'm really only there 4 nights. Like, seriously, I'm like in, I'm out. I'm doing the Rivers of Light dinner package and doing some things.
Are you doing it at Tusker this time, or are you doing it? You're not doing it at Tiffin's, are you?
Yeah, I am. I'm gonna do it both times because I love Tiffin's, by the way.
I was like, are you cheating on me with Tiffin's?
No,
I
leak ash. I'm saying the plate had leak ash on it. I mean, come on, how often do you get that? I could eat at Tiffin's every other.
Like, all right. I was just making sure because I've been talking it up to Brian. Guess what?
We're doing Tiffin's.
Okay. All right.
That's good. So, lots of cool things to see. And there's just a few things at Universal I want to check on too. So, doing research, people. Research.
I'm just saying
that means videos are coming on the mouse for less too, hopefully.
That's good. But it's not too late to drop Universal and go to a spring training game. I'm just saying, you know, it's not too late.
It's way too late.
I'm just saying. Anyway, all right. Well, let's.
I'm gonna live like a rock star at the Hard Rock.
Okay.
Whoa. There you go.
Yeah. Nice. That's awesome. The rock star that you are. You know, that's how you live every day. What's the difference? I don't know.
Yes, it's very glamorous to be me. Let me tell you.
As much as teaching fifth grade, I can tell you. All right. Anyway, so. Whew. All right. So let's talk about Memory Maker. Ricky, lead us off. So if somebody doesn't know, and we have a lot of first time, you know, people that haven't traveled yet. We heard from Mario on Wednesday's podcast, getting ready to go down for his first trip. Lay it down. I mean, it's called Memory Maker now, but it used to be called PhotoPass. And so it kind of started off, as I recall, and this was even a few years back, that it was almost like what you have like at your local Six Flags, where they would take your picture and then you could go to like a centralized location and see the shots from the day. I mean, am I recalling that right? I mean, is that kind of how this all started? And then, you know, now it's Memory Maker?
Yeah, well, sort of. So I think they used to lump everything in just under the Disney PhotoPass, you know, umbrella. And then they started grouping out things. And Memory Maker is one of those things that they grouped out. So Disney PhotoPass is the actual service, and Memory Maker is the product. I think that's essentially what it is. So PhotoPass is essentially the Disney photographers who capture your magical experiences throughout your Walt Disney World vacation. Disney's PhotoPass is completely complimentary. The service anyway, not the photos, not the products, but the actual Disney PhotoPass service is complimentary. So you can get your photographs taken anywhere you want that there is a PhotoPass photographer with no cost to you. That's also means that you can ask them to use your own camera if you would like to do that as well. They won't say no. They will actually take photos with your camera. So just keep that in mind. But there are PhotoPass photographers found throughout the parks in so many different locations. Matter of fact, sometimes you'll be in a location and you'll see a photographer, and then you'll walk past that same location and there won't be a photographer there. I've had that happen to me before. That can happen. So, you know, we like to just, whenever we see a PhotoPass photographer, because we have Memory Maker with our annual pass, we stop and get the photo taken no matter what. Basically, at this point, we're just like, PhotoPass photographer, it's part of my package, I'm getting my photograph taken. So I make Brian, he probably hates me because of it, but I make him stop and get pictures taken. And then there are also PhotoPass photographers at character stops as well. There is PhotoPass at some character meals. It's not necessarily with the characters per se, like when they're walking around table by table, but there is usually a setup character photo spot before you go to your meal at a lot of dining locations as well. That's included with the whole Memory Maker package.
So. And they're pretty easy to identify too. They have those vests that are kind of khaki colored. Obviously, they're carrying cameras. That's usually helpful for a photographer. They usually have kind of like on a safari type hat. I'm trying to think, you know, and
right.
And they have like the PhotoPass logo there. So in there, you know,
I think at the Magic Kingdom, I think they are dressed a little different at the Magic Kingdom.
Are they?
Okay. So on Main Street anyway.
I'm trying to think all the pictures of Kim that she posts on. On Instagram. Now she's a trainer, which is really awesome. She is such a great gifted photographer too. Boy, if you ever got her for your pictures, I mean, that's like going to a professional, you know, photo studio. She is amazing at that. So anyway, you know, we just want to make sure you get the most out of it. And I think Ricky said something that is hugely important, and that is that it doesn't cost you anything. And as long as you have the time, swing by, get a few shots. And a lot of times these people are super creative, the photographers, and they'll have you do, you know, special things, magic shots. We'll probably talk about that here in a minute. But, you know, it might not just be like stand in front of the castle, smile, boom, okay, have fun. You know, a lot of times they'll have you, you know, jump, or they have props. You know, a lot of times they'll have props like frames or other type things.
They've had me kiss Brian before, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, yeah.
Kiss the mayor, you know, the fireman, the fire chief, you know, who knows.
I think they even had me kiss my brother on the cheek before too. So, you know, I think they've done that with me before as well. Actually, no, I remember this was the most awkward thing. I'm pretty sure a PhotoPass photographer had me, we were doing it. It was Jay and Melissa and Jenny and all of us. And we were doing a picture and they wanted one of us to kiss Jay on the cheek. And we're like, no, thank you.
That's nice. That's nice.
We'll pass. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, that hurts Jay's self-esteem. That's not.
I know. Sorry, Jay.
Anyway, so Pam, what have we missed here in the introduction of Memory Maker and PhotoPass and some tips? Because we want to make sure that you do get the most out of it. Because like you said, you don't have to commit to this. Well, you should commit to it up front. We'll talk about the differences with that here in just a minute. But really, you don't want to pass these chances to get your picture taken, because these could be things that stay in your family forever. You know, you never know when you're going to get a good shot.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's actually the memory maker, whether it's, quote, worth it, is actually one of the questions we get asked more than most other questions. It's one of our most asked questions. And our guests love Memory Maker. In fact, so often we hear again and again, look at these shots that we got. You know, we wouldn't have had these had we not purchased it. And it really, when you're thinking about the cost, it's such a small cost to pay to even get like 4 or 5 good photos, let alone the 100 that you may get. But what I did want to make sure that people know is if you want to buy it at the discounted price and you want to make sure it's active, you have to buy it a full 3 days in advance of when you want your first picture to show up. And I know we're going to talk about the other guidelines with that, but that's the one that's actually most important. Yeah. Once you get it there, in order to have it be active immediately, you have to pay full price. So make sure you use that advanced ordering button or the link and order in advance and order the full 3 days in advance.
Okay. So we've given, you know, a few ideas of, you know, if you want to purchase it or not. So let's just jump into that right now, Pam. So what are we talking, you know, as far as cost and what's the discount for purchasing it before arrival? And I tell my guests, you know, that I work with, I like to say 5 days in advance, just so you have a little leeway, so you're not, you know, going down to
zero. We always pad our timetables.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to miss anything, because the first day is such an important day. I mean, a lot of memories are made, you know, right off the bat, because everybody's like so pumped. So you don't want to, you know, have it kick in on day three. So what advice can you give, and how much does it cost, and what's the savings for buying it in advance?
So when you buy in advance, you get a $20 discount, and it's actually $149 as opposed to $169. Once it's purchased, it's yours to use for that trip that you're going to be on. So make sure once you purchase it, and you can, if you've booked with one of our agents, you can go ahead and add it to your package. Or you can also add it through the My Disney Experience app. That's a great way to do it too. But again, we're still talking about that 3 days. And like Mike said, we love to pad all of our timelines. So if you can do it 5 days in advance, all the better. They also have a one-day Memory Maker product that's available at Walt Disney World. This is the only product actually that's available at Disneyland. You have to buy it one day at a time, but at Disney World, you can also buy one day. But it's $59, and there's not really a discount on that. So if you're going to be using it more than one day, you're way better off to buy the Memory Maker for your entire trip. And it's just one price for the entire trip. So that's great.
And here's how I see Memory Maker personally. That, okay, so you're thinking, wow, $149, that's a lot, because, you know, I have my iPhone 7 Plus. It's got portrait mode. It's got a great camera. You know, $169 if I don't decide to buy it, you know, before I head down to my vacation. But the thing is, the selling point that they've had on the resort TV loop for years is it gets everybody in the picture. You know, the photographers in there. Now, there's a lot of selfies nowadays, but selfies aren't, they're a different style.
Not the same.
You know, they're more like informal. They're more fun. These are kind of more professional looking. And while they're still fun, you know, because a lot of times, like I said, you use props, you'll jump up in the air. They'll have you do some wacky stuff, which, you know, you're on vacation, you're at Walt Disney World. That's awesome. but it's just a different style of picture. But I think the thing is, when you break it down to what it used to cost, when you look at back in the day, if you wanted to buy a certain image or a certain picture, they would usually come in between like $19 and $20 an image, you know, for like to get the rights to it or to get an 8x10 printed out, even $15. If you're thinking about that, I know a lot of people who've come home with Memory Maker. No kidding, because I talk to a lot of folks that travel to Walt Disney World. They'll come home with, you know, on the order of 500 to 1,000 images. You know, so when you break it down, and again, a lot of this Disney planning, and you guys all know, there's a lot of math to it and a lot of computation. And when you break it down to price per unit, you know, it's like the Magic Your Way tickets. If you buy a 10-day park hopper, you know, that price per day is a lot less than the 2-day park hopper, you know, and it's one of those things that it's price per day. So when you break it down to, if you get 300 images on your vacation and you get 150 really good images, you know, you're breaking that down to basically like $1 an image. And then we haven't talked about this, but you have the rights to those images. You can download them to your computer and you can do whatever you want with them. You know, they also have frames and stuff you can use through their site. So Ricky, jump into some of that. Like if you decide to buy it, and you stop everywhere to get your pictures taken, because that's the one thing. Once you commit to it, man, burn it up. Get a ton of pictures. You know, don't pass anybody. But how do you get the most value once you're there and you have committed to Memory Maker?
So to get the most value out of it, first of all, the best thing I can do, again, is to make sure you stop at every single photographer. That's going to be key right there. You know, like I said, we do it all the time. We stop at every photographer that I see. That's in a different location. So while I may see, you know, 6 photographers on Main Street, I may stop at, you know, 1 at the end of Main Street and then stop at 1 near the castle or something like that. Like I won't stop at, you know, every single one on the route, but, you know, I always make sure and get a wide variety of different photographs. You know, there'll be times when I'm walking, I've been walking through, by the, well, now it's by the Tangled Toilets. They have the really cool, I think is that official? They have
that lantern that you could, it's like a physical prop. They've just
added that. Is that official?
It's in testing.
It's in testing.
No,
yeah.
It's happening, but it's testing.
Okay. Okay. All right. So that's testing. But I've seen photographers over by, you know, Rapunzel's Tower. They'll get a picture with the tower in there. So you really just never know where you'll end up seeing one pop up. Though a lot of times they'll be over by, you know, the Little Mermaid or, you know, just they're in lots of different areas. So make sure you stop every place, even if nobody's having it, stop and get your picture taken. So that's one of the biggest ways to get the most money for it. And then, again, as Pam had said, you know, pre-purchase, you can also, so what you can do also is go on either the app, the My Disney Experience app, they have some options. But if you go on the website, the Disney PhotoPass website, once you get all your photographs taken, after you come back, you can actually add borders and, you know, stickers and things like that to the different images, which means, like, say you had 300 images that you actually got taken, and then you add all the borders and stuff like that to it, and make sure you save the original copy, just as a heads up, make sure you save an original. But then you have, like, more pictures on top of that because of these borders and stuff like that. So, you know, what you could start as like 300 ends up to be closer to, you know, 500 or more once you're all is said and done, or 600 or however many you fix up and make different with all these different borders and stamps and things like that. So that's a really, really good way of getting the most for your money with that as well. So, and like I said, you can do it on the app. There's just not as much that you can add to it. It's definitely better to do it, you know, on online, basically, on the website.
You're going to have more tools on the desktop computer, your laptop, on the website, you know, but you can do a lot of stuff on the app. And going along with that, I will say that, you know, say you go to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party or something, they'll have a frame for that that'll say, you know, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party 2017, which is really cool, or the Halloween party, or, you know, they'll have a food and wine, you know, kind of background or something. And it's
exactly.
it makes that a... that picture, you can put a frame around it that kind of denotes that season or that special trip. Was it a food and wine? Was it a flower and garden if you're going down soon? You know, something like that. So it really does. I mean, you have a great image, but then you get to get creative yourself and really make that image your own, which is a big plus. Now, let me ask you. Well, go ahead, Ricky.
Well, I was going to say, another thing that you can do to make sure that you take advantage of it as much as possible is to make sure that you're connected to your friends and your family. This is going to be big with the My Disney Experience app. So, you know, a lot of times people are traveling and they'll be with a large group of their family or friends. And, you know, mom and dad and one set of family will go over here, and then aunts and uncles will go over here, and maybe grandma and grandpa will go another place or whatever. But you want everybody's photographs, right? Well, the good news is, as long as everybody is connected to the person who purchased Memory Maker, you will get everybody's photographs. And trust me, I know, because I have Mike's photos, Pam's photos. I have a ton of people's photos that show up in my timeline. So my brother's photos show up, everybody's photos show up in my timeline. So I always know when somebody's been to Walt Disney World because of that. But, you know, because I have it, I have Memory Maker, I can download Pam's photos if I wanted to. So, you know, and then that way that would be part of my family's Memory Maker. So, you know, just make sure that everybody is connected. And what's great is, you know, say you're too chicken to go on Tower of Terror, me. So, but, you know, I sent Brian to go on Tower of Terror, and he did that, and he... because Tower of Terror has videos, so I got a great video of him riding Tower of Terror because he and I are connected, and it reads it through your Magic Band. So that's the great thing about the Magic Bands is that they have the RFID chip in there, and it can read things like, you know, this person's on this ride, so it'll connect that with you with your My Disney Experience account as well. So just make sure everybody is connected, and even if you're not on the ride or even if you're not with somebody, you'll still get the photographs, and that is a huge way to make sure that you're getting the most photos.
That's
the most bang for your buck.
You know,
photos.
And that is huge, because what I tell my guests, you know, I have a lot of you know, folks that are traveling as an extended family, and they'll have maybe two or three rooms. And I think this is where Memory Maker sings, because, like,
absolutely,
I'll tell the guests, you know, you only need one of them, and those whole everybody in all three rooms are going to be covered as long as you link together as family and friends. Then when you break it down to like 10 people, you know, and you're, especially when you're with an extended family, because how many times you have grandma and grandpa with the grandkids, you know, at a place like Walt Disney World, you know, having these kind of experiences. I mean, it just turns into really, I know $150 is a lot, but you know what? You don't want to have the regret of, man, I wish I would have bought that and had all those images when you get home, because you can't go back. You know, it's like one of those things,
right,
that I don't think you're going to regret it afterwards, but I think you might regret not doing it. So, you know, it's something to consider. So, Pam, Ricky mentioned these videos, and there's a few attractions, and I would imagine more of these will come along as the years progress, you know, as the months progress. But it's not just raw video of Brian riding Tower of Terror. I mean, it's really,
nobody wants to see that.
It's really like a special delight, you know. So describe that to our listeners that don't know what we're talking about.
It really is. It's so cool. And I think one of my favorites is the Seven Dwarfs is one that has one too. Disney has kind of put together this, like, they take all these kind of clips from these attractions, you know, that include shots of the ride and maybe tell a little story. And they take actual video from when your family experienced the attraction and they put them into this. So you actually end up with a really cool video that shows your family and friends enjoying the attraction. Now, that's something that you're never going to get unless you buy Memory Maker. You're just not going to have that ability. I mean, you've seen people like take selfies of themselves, videos of themselves riding the attraction, but it's not going to look anything like this. And I think, really, as being someone who's just such a huge Disney fan, I love having the other pieces of the video that they stick in there,
yeah,
for you too. I mean, that's like one of my favorite parts. I'm like, oh, look at that. Like, it's when, you know, especially like at Seven Dwarfs, they have video from inside the attractions, which you just can't get good video or photos of while you're in there experiencing it. So that's a very cool part of this too. And I think just something that maybe Disney doesn't push maybe enough when talking about PhotoPass, that you get these really cool videos to share with family and friends. Of course, they're like little ads for Disney,
right,
but I mean, you know, it's still a cool thing.
Yeah, it is. And Georgiana's in our chat, and she brought that up on Facebook with us here today, and she mentioned that, you know, she thinks the Tower of Terror one is hilarious, and it is, because what it is, it's like I said, it's not just raw video. It's like a It's like a maybe 60 to 90 second little mini movie, but you're the star, you know? And I think that is so cool. Like people, when people see that for the first time and you don't really know that it's, I would say most people don't know that it's happening. And when you see it show up in your, you know, on the app, maybe that night when you get back to the room after a fun day in the park, like everybody's like, oh, check this out. I had no idea this showed up. You know, it's one of those things. It's, that's what Disney does best, in my opinion. Those little things like that.
They do. And it is. It is really just like a little bit of magic because you don't really expect it. But I think even more magical are the magic shots that they have now, too. I mean, they've had them for a while, but, you know, just to go into a little detail on that, these aren't videos, but like if you've ever been there and they've said, go ahead and hold your hand out like this, or act afraid, or act surprised, or look over to the left here. What you'll find is when you are online or through the app looking at your photos there, you'll see that oftentimes one of the Disney characters is there in the shot now with you. Of course, they weren't there when you took the photo, but maybe when you held your hand up, maybe Chip was there now from Beauty and the Beast, or Lumiere, or Pascal from Tangled, or maybe Olaf is in the, you know, the right-hand corner of your photo now. And I think that those are really cool photos too. You know, kids like them, but I think adults do too. And again, just something you absolutely cannot get without using the PhotoFast photographers and purchasing Memory Maker.
So do you ask, here's one of those questions I think comes up a lot. I don't know if it does, but I mean, I've thought about this. Do you ask for a magic shot, or do you just hope that somebody gives you the option for a magic shot? How does that usually go down?
I don't typically ask for one, but I think like maybe if we've been like all trip and like they haven't said to us, you know, try this or do this, then I might say, you know, could you point us in the right direction there? But yeah, I think that, you know, some cast members are very secretive about that. I think some that they're more like, you know, more likely to share with you, and some they're not. So I think that's something to think about.
What if as a family, you just all pose like with your hands cupped all together? Like you just
seriously, yeah. Like you better make a magic shot here or something.
Or like instead of smiling, you just all like, you're all like looking scared and all looking up in the corner like, oh, you know, and they're like, what are you doing?
pointing at something in the background.
Exactly. Like, what is wrong with your family? All right, so Ricky, so let me ask you this, because I think the biggest thing about pictures in the last few years is sharing on social media. The immediacy. None of us here ever take selfies and share stuff on their vacation.
No,
I don't know who would do that. That's crazy. That's for rookies. But I think that that's one of those things, though, that is super important. You know, you're excited, you're doing something special, and you want to share it with friends and family around the world back home. So how does Memory Maker tie in with the social sharing? How does that work?
Oh my gosh, so easily. So, you know, like I said, the photos will show up in your My Disney Experience app, and I can't tell you how fast they show up. A lot of times they will show up almost immediately after you get your photographs taken, like within a few minutes. There are times when they don't show up after a few minutes, and it might take, you know, 24 hours or so. But, you know, for the most part, it's usually around a couple of minutes, and I'll go on the app and I'll see the photographs. They make it so easy. So you click on the photo and you pull up the one that you want, and you just click save, and you can choose what kind of way you want it saved, what kind of quality you want. And boom, it's saved to your phone immediately like that. And then you can just immediately take that and put it on social media. It can happen within the course of 30 seconds and you're done. So I swear it's so easy to do. It's and there's also a share button on the app as well. But I'm always one who I want to make sure that I have the photograph saved in my phone first.
Yep.
So, you know, but you can share it just straight from the app too. But I always make sure that I've downloaded it first.
Yeah, so. I'm with you. I mean, the first thing I do is save it to my camera roll. That way I have the copy and then share it, you know, Instagram. Because then you can, you know, do whatever you want. You can have filters. But, I mean, you can also on the app use their limited, you know, they don't have all of them, but they have a lot of frames and, you know, you can add text
right. And
stuff like that. And then you can save that to your camera roll, then push that out into Facebook or Instagram or something. So you got a lot of options. But you can, like you said, Ricky, it's very, very easy to take these. And the thing is with those PhotoPass pictures, Memory Maker, they just look better. You know, like they're the shots that really pop on my, you know, my Instagram feed, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Except for, like I said, I'm looking at my pictures now. And, you know, when you find a picture of your brother making a really stupid face on Rock and Roller Coaster, you maybe don't want to save those.
Maybe not.
Well, maybe you do. I don't know.
But it, you know what? I'll tell you what. You know, the, mentioning Rock and Roller Coaster and the on-ride photos, which I think is what we're going to close out with. You know, we were riding Rock and Roller Coaster this past summer with Mallory. Very first time on a super fast roller coaster. And I'm telling you, you know what? I had it with my annual pass, so I didn't have to pay for Memory Maker. But that picture of like a kid riding their first roller coaster, especially something like Rockin', that is $150 right there. Just the sheer look of terror in her eyes.
Is that her and Hannah?
I was with her that time, but I think she rode it a second time with Hannah, maybe.
Yeah,
there's another one.
I think so.
But there's, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things as a parent, like especially as a dad with your daughter, it's like that sheer look of terror, like on the first 2 seconds of a big roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
Oh, like that. I'll never forget that picture. I'll have to post it again on Facebook today. But Pamela, kind of closes out here with maybe anything that we've missed, but also the on-ride photos, because that's one of those things that was, you know, $20 a pop a few years back, and that's included. So especially if you do the big e-ticket attractions, you can make up some money right there.
Right, and not only the e-ticket attractions, but just, there's some other ones too. So, of course, in the Magic Kingdom, you have Space and Splash Mountain that are going to be, you know, locations where you'll have photos taken, but also Buzz Lightyear, and I think that's a cool thing too. You know, that you have that option because everyone loves Buzz. I mean, you know, when you ride it, and it's always at that point toward the end. So everyone looks really serious.
Yes,
when they have that picture
taken. Those are the worst pictures ever. Because I'm so competitive. I'm always just like, I'm like a scowl, you know, like I'm looking down the barrel. That's always the worst ever picture of me every time.
It is. It's like you really are trying to save the world.
You are.
Anyways. over at Hollywood Studios, of course, you're going to have Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror is where you're going to be able to find, you know, the places where you'll get your photo taken. And again, those are some interesting ones, too, that you can find during takeoff there at Rock and Roller Coaster. And, of course, Tower of Terror. Who knows what state of terror you will be during that drop. So, anyways, that's a fun one. Over at Animal Kingdom, Expedition Everest and Dinosaur are both locations. Ricky's probably never had her photo taken on Dinosaur.
Yes, I have had my picture taken on Dinosaur.
I've been on it with her.
Mike has the evidence.
I
do.
We wrote it together. Yeah, that was fun.
And then over at Epcot, of course, you're going to have Edit Test Track, and also on Frozen Ever After. You'll have it there as well. So lots of, you know, good locations. Then also the other places that you will be able to have photo evidence of are during Enchanted Tales with Belle. And I've seen some great photos taken during that of both kids and adults who get called to participate into the Enchanted Tales with Belle. And then also over at Jedi Training Academy. I mean, that's such a cool event. And we know how many kids, you know, this is on their must-do list. So, again, to have the photos of that are great, too. And the PhotoPass photographers really do a great job of catching some of those instances that you may not be able to do with your camera. So, again, that's a good thing. And then also, notes here on the Mouse for Less that if you're taking participating in the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique or the Pirates League, again, you'll be able to have some photos taken during that too. And I think that was really brilliant on Disney's part, because it's not just the final product that is cool about those, it's the transformation. And I think there's lots of great shots to take during this. So, love that.
Wouldn't it be cool if this is carried right over to the cruise ships? Like you bought it for land.
That would be awesome. Yeah. That's the only downfall, is that it's not tied over to the cruise ships or Disneyland. I mean, that would be nice too.
Yeah.
But
Cruise Line actually does have a photo package now that you can save a little money on if you book it beforehand. So that's kind of nice, but it's not exactly Memory Maker.
Not the
Memory
same.
Maker is really, really flexible. I will say one other thing too, like Pam mentioned, especially with things like Jedi Training Academy, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, in the character meet and greets, is that these photographers are on their game and their experience, because they know kind of how these things are going to go, where a lot of times, you know, as a parent, you get caught up because you get choked up, like your kid's up there battling Darth Vader, or your kids meeting Cinderella for the very first time, and that's all they've talked about for the last 3 years. A lot of the best shots I've seen, you know, because what I would think of as a parent is to snap that picture of them standing side by side. But what I've learned from the PhotoPass photographers from just observing over the past couple of years and then looking at the shots that I've gotten at character meet and greets with Mallory is that some of the best shots are like the very first, like, turning the corner and the kid making eye contact with Mickey Mouse. Or, you know, is they're approaching Mickey Mouse or as they're even leaving. It's not necessarily during the meet itself, you know, where they're interacting. A lot of times it's that last turn from the kid looking back and waving to Mickey as he walks out of the room, or, you know, the first glance, you know, those are the ones that really melt my heart. And the thing is, like, I would have put my camera away or I wouldn't have had it out yet, you know, and that photographer knows, hey man, this interaction isn't all the way over, and they'll snap that shot, you know? So I think
they're pros at that. Really and truly. I mean, there's just a way, I think, as a parent too, like, first of all, they're a little rigid in the character greeting lines. If you haven't been in a while, they're like, move up that quarter of an inch.
And yes, like, they are. Like,
okay. And then they're like, don't move up that far. It's like, okay. There's a lot to think of during that time. You're like, okay, is the autograph book out? Do I have the pen? Are we, you know what I mean? You have this whole list of things that you have to go through. And I think you get wrapped up in that moment and thinking of all of those things. And sometimes, you know, that's when the PhotoPass photographer really makes it all worthwhile, because they aren't focusing on all that stuff. They're only focusing on the interaction that's going on right there. And that's what makes it so priceless in so many ways.
Yeah, they're not emotionally invested. They're just doing the job. They're documenting the event. You know what I'm saying? Like, half the time, like, I see the parents, man, they're like bawling. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't take good shots when you can't see because you have tears falling down your face. I mean, that's what it's, I mean, you should be like that. But it's good to have, like, somebody riding shotgun there with a really nice camera and getting everything for you. Even though they're not really shotgun, they're kind of the main event. They're taking the primaries, the way I look at it.
But for sure.
Anyway, so Ricky, let's close it out and hope everybody got a little bit out of Memory Maker today. But anything that we missed that we need to address before we cut everybody loose for a fun weekend?
Really, you know, I have to say, I'm one who poo-pooed Memory Maker. I thought it was silly. I didn't want to pay for it with my annual pass. You know, I still wish they would give me just the option of having it on one pass or not, but, or taking it off of Brian's pass, because it's kind of silly for him to have it on his and me have it on mine, but that, I digress. I think that they have officially sold me on it though. I think that I am a fan of Memory Maker as we go forward. And I can't imagine not having it. So I think that once you get it, you're hooked for life, essentially, because you'll never look at a trip again the same way again. So, you know, try Memory Maker. It's kind of like a gateway drug, but you'll be happy that you did it. So I promise.
It is. I mean, because, like, I'm the same way. Like, oh, man, I don't want to pay for pictures when I can use my cell phone. I got this really nice camera on my iPhone 7, but... You know, you get home, you're like, man, those are some nice shots. I wouldn't have gotten that shot, you know, so good stuff. So hopefully everybody learned a little bit about Memory Maker. You know, you got to make the decision. If it's a real tight budget, you can totally do without it and snap your own shots. But if you have the means, it is a nice little plus to your package. And, you know, you can buy it up to 5 days in advance and save $20. So, you know, save the $20. You still get the same exact thing. So just think about it. Something to think about for the next Walt Disney World vacations. Hopefully you enjoyed today's show. And we hopefully, you know, shed a little light on Memory Maker. It is a Friday. So today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So the next time it comes... The next time you are ready to head to a Disney destination, aren't we always ready? But when the time is right, whether to head down to Walt Disney World, travel out to Disneyland, or sail with the Disney Cruise Line, drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free no obligation quote, an agent will get back to you right away. I'd love to personally help you. You know, I love sitting there and talking with listeners of our podcast and planning out great trips, and we'll just have a good time planning the next Disney getaway. So again, drop by themagicforless.com today, fill out that free no obligation quote, and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. We're also brought to you today by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. So when you're looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture, support the folks who support us. Give Drew a call at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com. or look him up online at AmeriprizeAdvisors.com/Drew.Baker. And also, don't forget, you know, we love it when you support the podcast. Here's a free way. It's an easy way. We know it's the weekend. You got to buy some cleaning supplies. Maybe you're cleaning the house. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you want to have some fun. Maybe you want to get a new, I don't know, what do you buy on Amazon? Everything's there. Pam, what's the last thing you bought on Amazon? Shoes? I don't know. What do you buy on Amazon? You buy everything on Amazon. What's the last thing you bought?
I buy everything. I'm trying to think. Actually, you know what? I bought a pair of compression sleeves for my calves because I was feeling a little like shin splinty happening. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to try the compression sleeves. And I actually got them just a couple of days ago. And seriously, they were so comfortable that I like didn't want to take them off. I'm like, what have I been missing my whole life on this? So anyways.
Well, there you go. So when you go to buy your compression sleeves that you never want to take off because you're feeling shin splinty, drop by brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Again, costs you nothing extra. It works exactly the same. We just get a little bit of a kickback there to pay for our bandwidth and our hosting costs. So we appreciate that.
Who wants to be shin splinting?
I know.
Right. Exactly.
And we have no idea what you're, we don't know who's ordering and we don't know what you're ordering. And I don't want to know. So that's all good. So I don't know that Pam ordered compression sleeves. I had to ask, and we will not ask you, I promise. Anyway, give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. Drop by the awesome Facebook page, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And if you don't mind this weekend, we'd love it if you take the time to leave a rating and a review of the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. It helps us get the word out there and grow the show. And that's what this is all about. It's meeting new friends that love Disney just as much as we do. All right, well, it's time to get out of here and let you get on with your great weekend. Hopefully you have a good one planned, and we're gonna have a good time here, I'm hoping too. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.